Je suis en compagnie de Nicole Marshall, thérapeute en santé mentale pour l'équipe des enfants et des jeunes pour le Alberta Health Services. Hi, Nicole, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. My first question is, what is the caregiver support group?
The caregiver support group is exactly what it sounds like. It's a specific group to provide a safe place for parents and caregivers of children, teenagers, young adults who are identifying as transgender, non-binary, gender fluid, or anywhere outside of cisgender.
Okay, and why do a caregiver support group?
For the last 12 years, I have kind of focused a fair bit of my practice on working with gender minority kids, clients, families. And in my time working with youth, I found that there was kind of a gap in providing support to the parents and caregivers of these young people who are often in a different stage of understanding and being in a place to accept and support their child no matter what. So they kind of need their own place to get support, ask questions, get information, and be able to talk about their own experiences being a parent or caregiver of gender minority young person.
Also, I think it's a great thing to raise awareness.
It is. It's a lot of communication, education, and just building a community for parents who often feel like they're isolated or alone, or they know of nobody to talk to who's kind of experiencing the same questions and some of the struggles that they might be facing.
Who started the program and when did it start?
I started the program and it was in 2019. So it's been running for a full 2 years. 2021 is taking us into the third year of the group running regularly.
And what does the support group teaches in particular?
In terms of what it teaches, it's how to support your child no matter what, and some basic information around gaps in healthcare, education, support, and programs for young people that are identifying as a gender minority. And it kind of meets them wherever they're at with finding out where they're at when they come in and then answering questions, sharing information, sharing resources, talking about things like how to get a family doctor who's open for this kind of conversation, how to access other resources in the province, and all the steps of where to go through this process.
And is it a program that is given only once a year?
It runs every 2 weeks, so it's an open group. Anyone can come in at any point. Since last March, COVID changed the way we do things. We used to meet in person here at Nordic Court, and then we switched to Zoom. And since being able to meet in that format, the group has grown considerably. And I've been able to have people participate from other parts of the province. I've some parents in Fort McMurray that attend the group, some parents in Valley View and in Peace River. That's been the one kind of upside to the COVID moving us to an online forum, is that people in different areas who are even more isolated or less access to supports have been able to join in and connect with other parents.
Thank you so much, Nicole.
You're welcome.
En résumé, voyant le manque de ressources pour les parents ou tuteurs d'enfants LGBTQ+, Nicole Marshall, thérapeute en santé mentale pour l'équipe des enfants et des jeunes, en collaboration avec le Alberta Health Services, a décidé de créer le Caregiver Support Group, une rencontre Zoom en temps de COVID-19 pour supporter et informer les parents ainsi que pour répondre à toutes leurs questions. C'était Nicole Marshall, thérapeute en santé mentale pour l'équipe des enfants et des jeunes pour le Alberta Health Services. Ici Alex Fortier pour la radio Nord-Ouest FM.